We do delight in you today, Almighty Yahweh, in the presence of your humble Shiach. That is the power, the revelation, the reality and actuality of your word, your Torah, spoken unto Israel, revealed unto us by the power of the indwelling Ruach HaKadosh. You have put in Israel. Speak to us this day. Reveal the hidden mysteries unto Israel. We may rejoice, for the table is set before us. We shall dine this day, this Shabbat, and we shall recline ourselves in Yeshua. We shall eat of the fullness of the table of refreshing and drink from the living well of eternal life. We ask your blessings, your Esha, to rest upon us all, Israel scattered abroad, those that listen via the live stream, that they may hear and rejoice with great refreshing this day. We ask it all in Yeshua's mighty name. Israel cried hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, may the imats, the truth of Yah, speak to you boldly in Yeshua. Shalom. Shalom, Israel. You may be seated. The Shafat, rest of Yah, his comforting, his assurance, rest upon us all this Shabbat as we take great delight in his name, as we call him by his name, for his name express his character, and his character is revealed in the power of his words. And we see that revelation in Yeshua HaMashiach. And without the revelation of his imat, his truth, there is no understanding of whom this great one, the Most High, truly is. So he had to give unto Israel a truth that was a living truth. And we as Israel ought to take great delight in what Yahweh has done to bring about the restoration of Israel back unto his bosom. There are many deceitful teachings, doctrines that are going forth in this hour. They bear not the ruach of imats, of truth. For the power of truth sets us free from the works of iniquity, that torahlessness, a mind that is not subject or subjugated unto the living Torah of Almighty Yah. And so these false teachings and these doctrines of devils and shadims, demons, they have come forth out of the bosom of corrupt men. We must understand that the Torah came forth out of the bosom of the Most High. For the Torah, the word of Yah, was in the bosom of Yahweh. We beheld the power of that and the strength of his living Yeshua, the Yoshat, the Savior, the Deliverer, the salvation of Israel. And he was to return us back into his bosom. And we are not going to rest in the bosom of Almighty Yahweh if we are walking contrary to his commands. We must keep the commands of Yahweh, and they must be a delight in our inward parts. As I was thinking this morning, the corruption of man and how they have literally taken the truth of Yah, and they have wrestled against it from a corrupt mind. As I was thinking of the mitzvah, how can one have a God before Yah? How can one create an image of a God and say, this is the one that has delivered me? And how can one honestly say that they will not do that? Yet when it comes to remember the Shabbat, Giving it kadosh and take not his name in vain. They that do so shall not be held guiltless. Yet they disregard that. And yet those that proceed after that, they don't even practice that. It is a generation of iniquitous workers. And because iniquity shall abound, the love, the desire, the ahava for the Torah shall wax cold. So we are a generation that despise the Torah. It is a generation that takes no delight in the Torah of Yah. That's why Yisrael, we must hide. As David said, we must hide the Torah in our inward parts. We will not transgress against Almighty Yah. For when we began to sin against Yahweh, we shall surely die. And that is when one defies the Torah, rejects it, you will surely die. There is a commonality among men, regardless of their ethnicity, the complexion of their skin, their wealth, their eco-social background. There's a commonality among all men. And it's in the word of Yah. He is born of a woman. Yet he is but of a few days. There is no other birth. But out of the bosom of a woman, man must come forth out of the bosom of a woman. And that is what the assembly of Israel, it must come forth out of this motherly kindness of Jerusalem. That is the commonality. That is one of the strengths among all people, all nations, that there must be birth. And in the midst of that, Yahshua say, weeping may endure for the night, but the joy, the tefireth of Yah comes in the morning. Regardless of the man's wealth, his eco-social endeavors, he shall weep. And every man shall weep. Everyone that is birth of a woman, they shall weep. Everyone that is birth of a woman, there shall be toils, afflictions and trials in this life. And the common final event is that they all must take the last breath. And life ends at that point in this natural setting as we know. It is written in the Torah of Yah. And knowing that, then we must walk circumspectly according to the Torah and not according to traditions, feelings and emotions. We must obey the commands of Yah. And because there is an iniquitous mindset, whether a hava for his commands, it has waxed cold. People don't love to obey Yahweh. There's no great love for Yahweh. That is what iniquity is. It is a mind that is not governed by the Mishra. The Mishra of Yah is not governing that mind, the Torah. It doesn't govern the mind. And because of that iniquitous practice, one rejects the Torah, they reject HaMashiach, they reject the instructions of Yah, his statutes. His testimony has no power at all to them. And because of that iniquitous mindset, the Ahava, the love of many, waxed cold. It waxed even colder toward the one that has a propensity or a great desire to walk in the light of the Torah. And that one will begin to judge them unscrupulous without any kind of true judgment at all. We find that today in this generation. It is one that is iniquitous. It has no true hava for the Torah of Almighty Yah. We that are Israel, we must love, we must have this pure ahava for the Torah. And if we don't have this pure ahava for the Torah, it is because our love has been enamored with iniquity. We have practiced our iniquitous ways so long, they don't even trouble us. And when one is not troubled by their sadistic practices, it is because their conscience has become so seared. It doesn't trouble them at all what Yah commands.
of what he speaks unto them. This is the generation that the conscience is seared. It is seared against Yah. And everything that is corrupt, they maintain that. That is the process of searing to retain the juices, that they will not flow out. And because their conscience is seared, it has been seared by a hot iron. And that hot iron and their distaste for Almighty Yah rise up against Torah, reject it from Mashiach, and they go about doing their own thing. But I'm here to tell you, as the process began, that is coming with all men, they're born. And then through some activities in life, there shall tears fall from their eyes. And at the end of the flowing of the tears, everyone must take the last breath into eternity. Because Yeshua lives. Because the Torah of Yah is alive in me. I can live in the power of that strength on tomorrow. I will continue on the derech, the path, the pathway, the enlightenment, the way that leads unto the power, the understanding of the Torah of Yah. For Yahshua declared who he is as he walked among men, who he was. He must, in his descriptive analogy of him, it must be according to Torah. Because if it's not according to Torah, then it is a false mythical power in operation. He is the living word of Almighty Yahweh. What Israel could not do through the power of the flesh, Yah sent this power of the living Torah in flesh to destroy every element of iniquity that works against the Torah of Yah. When Israel truly has the power of the living Torah in them, they are not given over unto iniquitous ways. They are not led by their own iniquitous desire. They are led by the lights of the derek or the way of Yah. And it brings them into the path of the Torah of His truth. And judgment is the way of that truth. Because it keeps them walking in the straight and the narrow path of Almighty Yah. I want to read this before I began this teaching, as we have begun some weeks ago. I want to reiterate what Yahshua said unto Thomas. Yochanan chapter 14 verse 6. Pastor Roberts, you reiterate this often. Every service you use this verse. I know I do. We are hearers, but we are not hearers. We have ears to hear. We do not have the ruach to receive what we are hearing. That's why Yah said, I've given them ears to hear, but they cannot hear. I do not want to be a part of this generation that cannot hear the thunderous voice of Almighty Yahweh speaking unto Israel. I don't want to be a part of this mindset in this generation that Yah is not secondary, He is not third, He is far off the beaten paths in their lives. He must be supreme. His word must be the superiority of our strength. We cannot rely upon our own resolve and our own strength. It must be the word of Yahweh. We must walk circumspectly according to His truth. We cannot alter that, brothers and sisters, irregardless of our emotions or our feelings towards circumstances. We must obey. Every word of Yah is pure. And we that are the seed of Israel, in the midst of battles, in the midst of troubles, as we were spoken to on last Wednesday, preach to brothers and sister, we take refuge in the word of Yahweh. And when Kephar began to sink, he took refuge in the one that was the living source of the Abba. And that is what we must do. We're taking comfort in everything but what Yah commands. And we're going to fall. We're going to fall into every kind of iniquitous work. that can be perpetrated by a heart that is void of the power, the knowledge, the obedience of the Torah of Yahweh. You cannot reject the Torah. You cannot. When you reject that, you reject Yeshua. You reject Yeshua. And that's why the enemy has raised up false deities today. Because they are acceptable. You cannot receive Yeshua and reject the Torah. You have no power of the light of Yeshua without Torah. And Torah has no strength and no power in us without the witness of the living Torah, Yeshua of Almighty Yahweh. That is the truth. Yeshua says unto them, he says unto Thomas, he says, I am the derech, I am the path, I am the way that leads unto the abundance of Yahweh. What leads us to the abundance of Yahweh? How can we walk in the presence of Yah without coming by the power of His Emat, His truth? You cannot even understand how to come into the presence of Yah unless there's a roadmap. Unless there's an understanding revealed unto us how we can come into the presence of Yah. Yeshua says, I am the Derek, I am the Word, I am the living Word. And the Word of Yah teaches us how to come into the way of Yah. It teaches us how to worship, how to exclaim the power of His name. That's what the Word of Yah does. And that's what Yeshua is. He is the Word of Yah. He is the way. He is the Word that shows us the way of Yah. He's the Word of Yah that shows us the power that we can receive by walking in the way of Yah. That's who He is. He is the Word of Yah made flesh. He is the Word from the bosom of Yah made flesh. He said, I am the Derek and I am the Emetz. I am the Omen of Yah. I am the Emunah of Yah. And I am the Emetz of Almighty Yah. I am the surety and the certainty of Yah. I am the Omen. I am the surety of Yah. I am the Emunah. I am the faithfulness of Yahweh. I am the certainty of Yahweh. I am He, and I am the Emet, I am the Torah, I am the Word of Yah dwelling among you, that you may see the power of Yah. So when you see me, you've seen the Abba. When you've seen the power of the truth, let me tell you, Yahweh is a Ruach. He is the power, He is the Spirit. These are lawyers today that say they have saw Him in any other form. There's only one form you're going to see Yah, and that is in Yeshua, the living Word of Yahweh. They're devils and they're full of lies. They have not seen Yahweh. They have not seen Yeshua in a physical or a visual form. The only way you're going to see Him, even the one that was walking down the road of Damascus, his name was Shaul, and he heard the voice from Hashemayim speak unto him in a Hebraic tongue, Shaul, my friend, why dost thou persecute and kick against the prick? And when he heard the sound, he fell down to the ground as a blind man. They're not seeing Yah. They're not seeing Yeshua. That's why Yeshua said, when you see the power of this truth, when you see who I am, when you see the living power of this Torah of Yah, you have seen the Abba. You have seen the Abba. Because He dwells in truth. That's what Scripture says. Yeshua says, I am the Emet. I am the truth of Yah. I am the truth. I'm in Him and He's in me. That's what He declares unto Israel. Now He had to speak that with a directive according to Torah or the Nobis. He did not come to destroy the Torah or the Nobis. And there the Nobi, the prophet Jeremiah, he cries out in the fourth chapter in verse 1. He says unto Israel, Jeremiah chapter 4 verse 1, He says, Israel, if you will return unto Yah, Yah commands you to, return unto me, if you will put away your abominations out of my sight, then shall you not be removed. If you return unto Yah Israel and put away the vile things that obscure our vision of Yah, then you shall not be removed from Yah. Listen to me, he says in verse 2. This is the profound truth that we must realize. He said, and thou shalt swear that Yahweh lives in lies. In immense. Yeshua is the truth. For the Abba is in me as I am in him, and we are ikhat. Yahweh doesn't live in anything else, brothers and sisters, but truth. It says, it shows us our position. Yahweh is governed, his government, his mishra, among Israel is his own government. Yah lives in emet. Yahweh lives in truth. He lives in truth. He does not live outside of truth. You're not going to find the power of Yah outside of truth. You will find charlatans and deceivers and powers of shadims, demons working, but you will not find the power or the visitation of Yahweh outside of truth. I don't care what they say, brothers and sisters. I don't care how formal their rituals are. Yahweh, he says, return Israel. Return to what? Unto his truth. We have gone away from that. He said, the only way you're going to find me is in truth, because I dwell, I live. I live as Yah liveth, or as he lives, in truth. In truth. He lives in Mishpatim and in Tzedekah. That's how he lives. For Yahweh Tzedek is from everlasting to everlasting, is what David declares. Tehillim 119, 142. Is not his Tzedek forever, and is not his Torah the truth? Scripture does not contradict itself. I know by the penmanship of the scribes, they have put words in the book to try to express unto us what Yah was trying to convey, and I will show us an example of that as I proceed. And they have altered things out of the Torah, out of the mouths of the Nobis, that will be more appealing or appeasing unto the palate or the appetite of a generation that is iniquitous. So Yah doesn't dwell in the Pentecostal movement. He dwells, he lives in Torah. He lives in truth. He lives in Emet. He lives in faithfulness. He lives in his Omein. As Yah dwells... he liveth in truth, in Mishpatim, in Tzedekim. And the nations shall bless themselves in him. Now, if I'm going to bless myself in him, then I must be in truth. And if they declare that Yeshua was blessed, no man spoke like him, then he had to be in the Abba. He had to be in him, and he declared that unto Israel. So the Torah had to be in him. He had to be the Torah. And that is who he is. He is the power. He is the Torah, the living power of the bosom of Yah Zahava. Give it unto Israel and mankind, that they may realize the Most High, that his testimonies are truthful and powerful. Brother Patrick reminded us that we should consider Yeshua. And the reason we get weary, we faint, because we don't consider him. Yah dwells in truth. He lives in truth. How can we be blessed as a nation? We are a kadosh nation. An individual of a nation that makes up the nation. You cannot be blessed. You cannot have the Esha of Yah without walking in the truth. For Yah lives in truth. His life is consumed by truth. Yeshua's whole personality was based upon Torah. Because he is Torah. Whom he was the word of Yah. That's who he was. And that's who he is today. That's why if the word of Yah doesn't speak to us, then even the Nobi speaking to us, it makes no difference. The word of Yahweh must speak to us. These charlatans and liars telling us that every time you're turning around that Yeshua, Yah is speaking to them. I believe their God is speaking to them. How do you know that, preacher? Because one of the most profound experiences that Joshua experienced was when he knew that he had to prepare himself for that stake. And as he was thrust out into the wilderness, 40 days of fasting, he was trod and tempted by hell. And Shaitan was bold enough that he came and he began to speak unto him. So it is today. So it is with those that are powerful and rich. The power of hell speaks to them. It speaks unto them the world, the wisdom of the world, which is sensual. It is devilish. It is earthly. It is one full of greed. And these men, they have wealth beyond proportion, beyond your imagination, because Shaitan speaks unto them. It is the power of living Torah that speaks unto Israel. That's why Yahshua said, when you see this living Torah, when you understand the dynamics of the Torah, that is what he was trying to convey unto Israel. When you understand the dynamics of the power of the Torah, when you see me, you see the Alpah. You can't see the air. And what form would Yah take if he took a form? What form would he take? Yeah, we see this form of man that we think that this is the form of Yah. He created man. He created a nefesh, an entire being. And he put breath in him that he was formed in the image of Almighty Yah, on the power of Yah. What form would it take? The winds, when they blow, Yah speaks. And so when you've seen Yahshua, when you realize who Yahshua is, you realize who the Abba is. Because you don't realize who Yahshua is, this is a generation that doesn't realize who the Most High is, the Creator, the one that created them. This is a generation that has no understanding of that. Israel, we must anoint our eyes with the eyes of Almighty Yah. We must look up as we were admonished and exalted, as we were tried, as we were emotionally driven, to look up unto the hills from which our help comes. To the high place is what we was expressing. And our help come from Yahweh. So our help must come from the source that is higher than us. And the source that we have that is higher than us is Yahshua. It is the living power of the Torah of Yah. You cannot stop sinning. You cannot stop transgressing against Yah until the Torah becomes real in you. It is a perfect Torah. And we must walk in the perfect Torah. Yahshua is perfect. Hallelujah. Solomon walked with a perfect heart. I understand that. I understand. Listen, I do understand the difference of the heart when Yah says that Solomon walked with a perfect heart. Or David prayed that Yah would give Solomon a perfect heart, a shalach. A shalach. It's not the tomin. And I will express that to us as I go further. But a love that was a shalach. One that was striving for the completion of the course. That Yah had set that heart in obedience unto Yah had given Solomon direction. That he obey him. Because he did not ask for riches. He gave him much. Because he desired to bring his people into the light of the Torah. And how to walk in Torah. And how to come before Yah and Shoha. And to worship Yahweh. To make the sound that was joyful. To express unto Yahweh there. That Todah unto him. To lift up hands that were cleaned. Washed by the purified word. Come on, brothers and sisters. It is the baptism or our emerging in Yahshua, this living word of Yah that cleanses us. That's the power of the cleansing of Yahweh. You're not going to be cleansed any other way. We must go down in the living water. Oh, we know that we have this metaphoric or this example of this water baptism or this immersion. But we must go down in the living word of Yah. You're not going to be cleansed. As the old ones would say, you go down a wet devil, a dry devil, you come up a wet devil. We must be immersed in this living Torah of Yah. It must be our lives. This must be our appetite. We must, as Yah live, as He liveth in truth, and in Mishpatim, and in Sodika. That's the way we must live, brothers and sisters. We can't live any other way. Yah lives that way. He commands us to be shalak, to be perfect, to be tam, that our minds are set fast on the things that cause His complete works to operate in us. The only way they're going to be done is by the hearing of the Torah, reading of the Torah, the understanding of the Torah, and the life of the Torah, the life of the Word of Yah. That is the true witness and the power of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel. So Yahweh, He lives in Torah. He lives in truth. It is what governs Him, His Torah. You think He's giving us a government, a Mishra, that He would not walk in Himself? It is duplicity, isn't it? It is a falsehood if He did that. Yahweh doesn't possess that kind of mendacity, that kind of falsehood. He tells us to live in Torah. And that's why in Yahshua we what? Live. Is Yahshua the Torah? Come on, Israel. So if Yahshua is the Torah, in Him we live. In Yahshua we move. In Yahshua we have our life. So in the Torah we move according to the Torah. We move according to the Torah. Yahweh lives in Emach. His Torah is truth. And in Yahshua Yisrael live. We have Haya in Yahshua. We have the joy of Torah in Yahshua. We have the joy of the Mishra of Yah in Torah. And there's no other way, my brothers and my sisters. I delight in the simplicity of Yah's truth. When I see things in Scripture, they make my love rejoice greatly. So simple, but yet so profound. So simple, yet it boggles the mind of the intelligentsia. So simple that even a fool in his simplicity can realize the power of that truth. We must dwell in Yahshua. In Yahshua we live. In Yahshua we move. In Yahshua we have our being. It's either the words that Yah utter out of the voice of Jeremiah, it is the truth, or it is a false predication of lies based upon a false analogy. I believe it's the truth with all of my love. In this I will live and I will die for this. I'm set to defend this and nothing else but this. Now listen, brothers and sisters, Yahshua's character had to be according to Torah. We see what Yah says, what Jeremiah says, by the power of the Ruach of Yah, that Yah lives, He dwells in Torah, in truth. Now I want you to hear this, what Dawi says in Psalms 17, verse 2. Now this must be truth, or it is just a false lie. He says in Tehillim 117 verse 2. Now I want to point out certain words in this phrase here, or in this verse. He says, for the merciful kindness of Yahweh, that is what He is implying. He says, for His merciful kindness is great toward Israel. The kindness of Yah is great. His merciful kindness. The mercies of Yah, they're renewed daily unto Israel. The mercies of Yahweh, they're great toward Israel. Listen. And the truth of Yahweh endures forever. Hallelujah. The truth of Yahweh endures. It endures. The battles, the opposition, it has the power to persevere. The Torah persevere against the opposition of these men working by the spirit of Shodim. They're working by the spirit of demons and demology. That's what they're doing. They are bewitching the minds of the masses to follow their pernicious ways. Yahshua says that He is the direct. He is the derech. He is the way. And these men are causing many to follow the devilish ways of damnation. that brings them down to damnation. Now that is the truth. So the word of Yah, or the truth, the Torah of Yah, it endures forever. It has no ending process. How can that be? Because Yahweh's truth, His living Torah, is His bosom, it is His heart. It is His Ahava. He cannot love without, He cannot have this pure or this perfect love without being governed by a discipline that is greater than any discipline. What is greater than the discipline of His Torah? There is nothing greater than the discipline of the Torah of Yah. That's why Yahshua said, think not, don't even ponder it. Don't even allow that to cross your mind. Think not I've come to destroy the Torah or the Novi. I've come to show you the power and manifestation of the fullness of the strength and the power of the Torah and what the Novi testify unto you, Israel. For it is the strength of Yah. And if Yah lives in truth, and if His truth is not forever, then His existence must cease. That is the life of Yah, His truth. And in that truth we find the judgment, the Mishpatim, and the Tzaddik, or the righteousness of Almighty Yahweh. So David declares it here that the righteousness of the Torah, the truth of Yah, is everlasting. It never ceases. It has not stopped. It shall abound in the kingdom. Our way will be corrected according to Torah. In the kingdom we will not sin, because the Torah will be our great delight. In the kingdom we are not going to walk contrary to Yah, because the Torah of His Tzaddik will be the law that governs us. That will be the Torah that governs us. I want to establish that. So the truth of Yah is everlasting. It endures. It endures. It has to endure if He dwells there. If Yah lives in truth, it has to. It must. Don't you see the opposition of hell that's trying to destroy truth? That's why the enemy has raised up all of these false charlatans and liars to speak against Torah, His name, His mitzvah. That's why he's done that. But that is the dwelling place of Yah. He lives in truth. He dwells in truth. And His Torah is truth. So it's forever. It will not cease. He gives us a reminder of this as well in Tehillim 100 and verse 5. There's a true witness here. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. So He gives us a witness here. So Yahshua must, He had to come with this everlasting endurance that is unchangeable, that can never change. The Torah, can it change? It cannot change. It says in Tehillim 100, verse 5, for Yahweh is Tov, His mercy is everlasting, and His Torah, His truth, endures through how many generations? All. All. So His word never changed, does it? His word is the same. His Torah is got to be that of what Shaul spoke in Ibrahim, Hebrews 13:8 is a lie. It says in Ibrahim, Hebrews 13:8, Yeshua, the Torah of the Word of Yah. Hebrews 13:8, Yeshua, HaMashiach, the same yesterday. Is the Torah the same yesterday? Yes. Is the Torah the same today? Yes. Is the Torah same forever? So the word of Yah, it endures forever. Yahshua is the same today, yesterday, and forever. This is simple truth, brothers and sisters. This is simple truth because the scripture bear witness. This is no great revelation in the sense that it's not there and you have not read it. Because you read these verses. It is of such simplicity that we tend to omit it and not even look at it. So Yahshua is the same. Yesterday He was. Was He the same in the bosom of Yah? Was He the Torah of Yah in the bosom of Yah? Was He the same yesterday, today? Is He the same? Is the Torah of Yah, the vitality and the strength of Yah? And tomorrow He will still be the same. Forever in the kingdom. Forever in the kingdom. The word of Yah will never be altered, brothers and sisters. That's why Shaitan has raised up these liars and their liars. They're bringing the people under tremendous delusion. I'm telling you the truth. Their eyes are being blinded. They're consumed with the cares. Brother Patrick reminded us that these cares, they will destroy the power of Torah. They're consumed with the cares of this life. The deceitfulness of riches began to enter into their life. And then the other lust, that is going to open the doors for other lusts. And what it does, it chokes out the word. It chokes out the word of Yah. It chokes out the word of Yah. Well, what is the word of Yah? It is His Torah. It is the Torah of Yah. And that is what has happened. They're giving them riches and what they call blessings. They're giving them cars and homes and Cadillacs. And it has choked out the word of Yah. They cannot obey the word of Yahweh. They have great disregard for the word of Yahweh. So if Dawi declares unto us that the testimony of Yahweh, it endures forever. And Yahshua, the mouth of Shaul, declares profoundly that the word of Yahshua is the word of Yah made flesh. He is the integrity of Yah from His bosom. He is the same yesterday. In Yah's bosom, He was still the word. Today He is still the word. And in the kingdom, one, if you can measure the time, He is still the word of Yah. He is still the word of Yah. And what Israel is going to see as Yah intended, they're going to see the power of His living Torah in the kingdom and the kingdom. And that's going to be our confidence in the one that made us and grafted unto us this eternal abode in His kingdom. Whether we ever see Him, we see Yahshua, we see the Abba. You see the manifestation of the Torah. You see the Abba. You see Yahweh. So Yahshua does not change. He cannot change, because if He change, if there's a change in Yahshua, then He is not the truth of Yah. Yah lives there. He abodes in Torah. And in Torah you find Mishpatim. You find judgment. That's what you find in Torah. And in Torah you find the righteous rule of Yah. So He sits in the Emet. He dwells in truth. His breath is one of truth. He breathed a breath into Adam. He became a living fish. He became a living being with the power of Torah in Him. In Adam, He put what's in him, because He lives in Torah. And He gave that unto Adam to live in Torah as the second man, Adam. That when he came, he was a life-giving source of the Torah of Yahweh. That's what Yahshua is. I'm not preaching some strange delusional doctrine. I'm teaching us simple truth. We have been raped by the religious powers of the world. Our minds have been so taken by the charm and the ecclesiastical prowess that we are unable to hear what Scripture says. The eloquent speech and the mannerism that charms the masses of the people. Yet Yahshua had no comeliness and no beauty, that we would sense that it was the beauty of Yah. Oh, I do not believe that He was some kind of hideous looking creature. He was not that way. See, the beauty of the word of Yah has no place in a corrupt society. A people that's abominable. A people that denies the living power of Yah. We must live in Yahshua. When you wake up in the morning, you're in Him. And that means you wake up in truth. When you go to bed at night, you rest in Him. You do all things according to Torah. Yahweh lives in truth. He lives in truth. He does not live outside of the parameter of truth, brothers and sisters. He lives in the truth, and that is a fact. The word of Yah, the Torah of Yah, David says in Tehillim 119 verse 7. I want to read this to bring us to a point in the renewed covenants. It says in Tehillim 119 and verse 7. It says the Torah of Yahweh is Tomin. Now that is that it is complete. Was Yahshua the complete word of Yah? Was he the whole word of Yah? Was he not the entirety of the word of Yah? Was he sound? Was he impaired? He was not impaired. He was the complete works of Yah. He embodied the integrity, the entire integrity of Almighty Yahweh. And that is what Tomin is. It has the complete integrity of Almighty Yahweh. And this is what the Torah does. It converting the nefesh, the soul, the testimony of Yahweh is what? It is sure. It is Omen. Yahshua is the testimony of the living power of Yah. He is Omen. He is the sure thing. There's no other sure thing, brothers and sisters. Yahshua is the only sure thing. He is the sure thing. The testimony of Yahweh is Omen, making wise the simple. Are we not simple people? Yet the Torah of Yah makes us wise. The word of Yah will make us wise to understand. What will a wise man do? He will hear. A wise man will perceive, he'll receive the correction of Almighty Yah. And that's what the Torah does. It corrects us that we may walk in the derech, in the way. That's why he established, first of all, I am the derech. He said, I am the way. I am the way. I am the derech. I am the path. I am that way. I am the way that brings light unto the Torah of Yah. Because I am the Torah. And there is no way unto Yahweh but by Torah. You're not coming before the presence of Yahweh in a Pentecostal way. You're not coming in an apostolic. You're not coming because you've been a faithful Baptist. You're not coming because you've been a faithful Methodist. You're coming by the way. And Yahshua come to establish the way. And the way of Yah is the Torah, the truth of Yah. That's what he came to establish because he is the Torah of Yah. You cannot even come in the way without the Torah, without the power of Torah. You cannot reject Yahshua. You can reject Jesus. You're not rejecting Yahshua and say that you are in the way. Because you are not in the way, the derech of Yah. Your Baptist way is wrong. Your Methodist way is wrong. Your black way is wrong. Your Caucasian way is wrong. Your Jewish way is wrong. Yahshua says, I am the derech. I am the derech. The way of the Hebrews was wrong. The way of the Israelites was wrong. Because they did not work the Torah of Yah in light of the Emunah. And they were not sure of the power of the Torah because of their own abominable, iniquitous ways. No sin in Yahshua. For we know that sin is the transgression of the Torah. So what could you base that Yahshua sinned not but upon the scripture revelation? So he did not transgress. He did not defy the Torah. He did not defy the Torah. When one transgresses the Torah, when one defies the Torah of Yah, then they are sinning willfully. When you go out and reject his name, when you know that his name is so, you are in sin. When you know that the Shabbat is supposed to be kept kadosh, you know that you're in sin, brothers and sisters. That is the blatant defiance of the Torah of Yah. That's what the book says. It has nothing to do with David Roberts. It has to do with what Yahweh lives in. And he lives in his Torah. He was in Yahshua. Hallelujah. He was in Yahshua. Because it was him, his word, in this fleshly body of clay. Hallelujah. We must be in the witness of the testimony of the Yoshak of Yah, the Savior of Yah. We must. And everything I read in scripture and see, the witness of Yahshua is true. Hallelujah. 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 Can't be any other way but in him. That's why we got to get in him. Hallelujah. And you will know that you are in him when the Torah is a delight in the inward parts. You will know that you are in him. When you don't delight in Torah, when the Shabbat is this task that is so ardent. When the Torah of Yah, when his name is something you despise and you're afraid of the wicked of the world. Now don't cast his beautiful name out before the swines. Don't throw his name out before the wicked dogs of the earth. Don't do that. I don't do it. Hallelujah. He came unto the Lord's house of Israel. He came unto them. You don't cast his name before swine because they mock it. And they rent you. They mock you and they laugh at you. That's what they will do. You don't cast the beauty of his name out before this swineful, wicked world. I don't care how they talk. You see, if they're doing all the talking, then they have no ability to listen. And they're trying to convince you. And when you began to try to talk, they got to interject. Wise man always hears. It's not a wise world, is it? It's not wise at all. And so the Torah of Yah, the testimony of Yah is sure. Is not Yahshua sure? I will show us in the book. He's the sure thing. He's the Omein of Yah. He's the Omein. Omein. He is the surety of Almighty Yahweh. He is the surety of Almighty Yahweh. Now listen now. Hezekiah, Hezekiah, he is this emboldened power or this metaphor of HaMashiach. Now I want you to understand what he says to Yahweh. When the Novi Yeshaya, he went before him and said, get your house in order. Is that not what Yahshua come to do? He came also not only to prepare us, but that he said he'd go and prepare a place for us. So Yah sent the Novi to Hezekiah and said, you get your house in order because you're going to certainly die. Now look at how scripture says this in 2 Kings. I'm reading this to get to one thing I want to get to in Matitiah. It says in 2 Kings 20 verse 3. As he cried out unto Yah Hezekiah, he says, Yahweh, I beseech you, I beg of you, I cry unto you, O Yahweh. He says, remember now how I have walked before you in Torah, in truth. His Torah is the truth, is it not? He said, remember, Yah. Does Yah tell us to remember something in his mitzvah? Yes. To remember the Shabbat and keep it kadosh. He said, I have walked before you, Yahweh, in Torah, in truth, and with a perfect love. With the perfect love. The word of Yah is perfect. He said, I walk before you with the perfect love. How can one's love be perfect without the word of Yah, the Torah of Yah? How can Yah command us to be ye perfect as he is perfect? How can he command us to be tome or tame? How could he say to you, I want you to be shalach. I want you to have the complete power of Yahshua in you. Unless he shows us or give us the power to procure that unto us. Now how did this man walk with a perfect love? He shall walk before you. He did not stutter on that. He did not compromise that. He said, you know, I walk before you with a perfect love. I walk before you in all truth. That's why we can never have this perfect mind. Because we're trying to straddle the fence. We want to hold on to traditions and they will destroy you. The traditions make void the word of Yah. It caused the word of Yah to be of no value and no importance. But Hezekiah said, I have walked in Torah. I've lived in Torah. And you know that my love is completely submitted and committed unto you, Yah. For the Torah is my guidance. For the Torah is my assurance. For the Torah I cry, Amen. For I am a sure man that I have not sinned against you, Yah. For the Torah is my mishpatim. The Torah is my judgment. And the Torah has produced the righteousness that my love is perfect before you. Oh, I know it's not said that way, but I sum it up for us. And that's what he said to Yah. That's what he cried out. Unto the Abba, my love is perfect. And he says, and I have done that which is tov in your sight. I've done that which was tough. And it says that Hezekiah, he wept, or he wept sorely, or he wept bitterly. It was not that the death that he wept of. It shows us here that even Yahshua, that even he knowing that 3 days and three nights in the belly of the earth, that he had to dwell. And yet it is by the power of the Omen, of the surety, of the living power of Torah, he got up out of the grave. It is the power of the words that Yah spoke, the words that Yah speak, that is Torah. He spoke unto Moshe a Torah unto Israel. He give unto us the living Torah out of his left. The same words he spoke to Yah, they came out of the same bosom. And what he gave unto us, he gave us the life power and the life source of this Torah, Yahshua HaMashiach. So he began to weep bitterly. A man that was tomein, his heart was tomein. It was complete. It was tame. It had the taming of the Torah of Yah. He had the shalaka. He was complete as we are complete in Yahshua. And Yahshua is the word of Yah. And the only way we're going to be complete is in Yahshua. We must be in the Torah to be complete. We can never be complete. Never outside of the Torah of Yahweh. Hallelujah. And he began to weep sorely. He began to weep. When one delights in the Torah in the inward parts, he knew that he had a testimony before Yah. That's why we that are Yisrael, that is one of the strengths of our overcoming, that we keep the testimony of Yahshua. That we have this testimony of Yahshua. Not the Baptist way or the Pentecostal way. But we have the testimony of Yahshua. That is our strength. And we will overcome by the testimony of our mouth. And the testimony of our mouth is the living word of Yahweh. It is the power of the living Torah of Yah. And Hezekiah gives us this prime example, this prime metaphor of this life-saving power of Yah. What did Yah give Yeshai to take back to Hezekiah? Did he give him a sword or did he give him words to speak? Did he speak words unto him? Before you get to the gate of the house, say you turn and you go tell Hezekiah he shall not die, but he's going to live. In Yahshua do we find the life of Yah? Is the life of Yah in the word of Yah? And that's what we find it in Yahshua. We find an enriched life, a life that is full of the riches of Yah. We find a life that is robust because it is the higher. We know that we have the joy of Yah because we take delight in His Torah. So He did not send a legion unto Hezekiah. He was the king. He was the Melech. He was the one in authority. But he turned the donkey around and said, you go and speak of God unto him. You shall not die, but you're going to live. And that's what the word of Yah is. Yahshua, Yahweh sent his only begotten son, Yahshua. That we may have what? Have what? And have it how? More abundantly. Did he give Hezekiah life more abundantly? He gave him abundant life. The Torah gives us that. You have no life outside of the Torah. We have a false caricature, a phony lifestyle, but it's not the abundance of the life of Yah. He sent him back. He said, the Nobi back. Yahshua is the chief cornerstone. He is the chief Nobi. He is the head of the Shulishiams, the apostles and the prophets. And the prophet speaks unto Israel. The voice in sundry times, he spoke to us by the Nobi, but now he speaks to us in an excellent way. By the power of the living Torah, and that's Yahshua. That's how Yah speaks to us. Yahshua came that we may have life, and that we may have it more abundantly. He is the word of Yah. And it was the word of Yah that produced life in Hezekiah. Hallelujah. The Nobi went back and said, you're not going to die, but he's going to add 15 more years to your life. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about 15 sickly years, 15 years of robustness and the health of Yah, the vitality, the Haya of Yah flowing from you. That's what the word of Yah does. That's what the power of the Torah does for Israel. The enemy has surmised us, brought us into surmising of death and destruction, that our minds turn away from Torah. That's why he got the world hating Torah. Despising it. Oh, it doesn't take all that. With that, what does it take? What is the teaching of Yeshua? I ask them the question, quote, what is the teaching of your Jesus? Unquote. He had to, Yeshua is the Torah. So he had to have witness of whom he was, and it had to be in Torah. That's why they could not overtake him with their gainsaying. That's why they could not overtake Yeshua. And all of that gainsaying. The lawyers, the Pharisees, the philosophers, the Sadducees cannot overtake him. You can't denounce the Torah. You can't denounce the Mishnah, but Yahweh says it shall endure forever. You can do all you want to it, but that's not going to impede the power or the authority of it. You can close your mind to it, but it's the same yesterday, today, and evermore. The Torah, the Word of Yah, doesn't change. And Yahshua is the Word of Yahweh. He does not change, brothers and sisters. He is the same. He is the same. He is the same. Do you understand that? He is the same. That command today is the same. He does not change. That command here today, it is the same. He is the same yesterday. Hallelujah. We may have acted like fools on yesterday, but he's still the same. He was the same yesterday. He did not alter anything because of today. He's still the same today. You get 6 months down the road, he said, I'm still the same. The word of Yah still the change. Yahweh says unto Yaakov, he said, I change not. The word of Yah never change. Therefore, you sons of Yaakov are not consumed. Because of our change, he would destroy us all. Yisrael, do you understand that his word is the same? He cannot change. He has birthed us out of his bosom. He has begotten us. We are the begotten of Yahweh. He cannot change. And that's why his word is the same, because he lives in the Torah, and we must live in the Torah like him. And that Torah of life is Yeshua. We must live in Yeshua. We must be in him. We walked out of him too long. We've been in our own ways, in our own traditions, and they produce nothing but death. They produce an unhealthy people. And unwise people, let us get in Yeshua, brothers and sisters. Let us get in the living power of the Torah and begin to destroy the power of your flesh and the ruah of your own will and your own mind, and begin to perfect. Yeah. Begin to walk in the tomin of the mind of Yeshua, which is the perfect order of the Torah of Yah. Yeah. That's why Shaul said, I was gathering then Philippian and Philippi, he said, let this mind, this Torah mind that was in, let this same mind that was in Yeshua, the same mind. Is Yeshua the same yesterday? So let the same mind. Is that same mind that was in Yeshua, is it the same yesterday? So let the same mind. Not just let a mind, but let the same mind. Let the same mind. The same mind that was in Yeshua. Yeshua is the same. He is the same yesterday, today, and evermore. So we must let the same mind that was in Yeshua, it must be in us, brothers and sisters. It's a mind that delighted in the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. Hallelujah. Now we see this example, this metaphor of Hezekiah, this one with the perfect left. Done that which is right in the sight of Yah. And yet Yeshua, did he not weep the same way when he knew that it was time for his death? Brother Patrick reminded us that his tefillah was one of whereby the blood came out. The sweat was like great drops of blood. I've never even sweated that way. I've never sweated whereby the great drops of sweat come off me. I see little small. Do you understand a great drop now? Oh, I see sweat flowing from my forehead. And I feel it oozing out of my body. But the scripture used that it was as great drops. Great. They were monumental. They were powerful. They were beyond the descriptive analogy of man. The only thing they could say was, there was this great drop. Great drop. And he dwell there in the midst of that garden. And he says unto the Abba, even though he wept, he said, not my will. I'm ready. Hallelujah. I believe that this was the account of Hezekiah. These things have a great significance as we will proceed further. Hallelujah. Now the scripture says in Isaiah 42, it talks about the character and the characteristics of the coming of this Hamashiach. This one that shall Yoshak save, be the saver of Israel. And that's what the word of Yah is. Yahshua is that. He is the word of Yah. That's why the word of Yah can never change. It will never be altered. Man has done his best by the leadings of the powers of hell to alter, to rush, to twist it. But every word of Yah is pure. He has added his own descriptive superlatives or his owning, his own meanings of word. But the word of Yah still shines through that. The word of Yah still, why? Because Yahshua said the word, I speak unto you, they are Ruach, the spirit, and their life. When a man hears the word of Yah, it produced the life of Torah in him. I don't care how it's expressed. I don't care how many translations they have. How they try to translate it to appease or to meet the conditions of the flesh. The word of Yah, it is Ruach. It is the life. It is the breath. It is the breath. I don't care how it sounds. When it comes out, you will know that it's the word of Yah. Why? Because there's a witness in you. He has written the Torah in you. And when the witness of that Torah in you hears that, it brings life unto you. And it causes great rejoicing. So these words, they're spiritual. And they have the life of the living Torah. That's what Yahshua brought unto Israel. The life of the living Torah of Almighty Yah. Yeshaya, Isaiah 42:1. Yah calls Yahshua his Eve. He said, behold my servant, my Eve, who upon my elect, in whom my soul, my nephesh, my being delight. I have put my Ruach upon him, and he shall bring forth Mishpatim to the nations. This is Yahshua. He shall bring forth Mishpatim, judgment to the nations. Why? Why would he bring forth judgment? Because the Torah corrects us, does it not? Correct me in your judgment. Does Yahweh not live in truth, Torah? Does he not live in Mishpatim, judgment? So Yahshua in him is the true judgment of Yah, not according to the Israelites or the Hebrews or man's way of determining what judgment is. But he said, I shall send my elite, my servant, and he shall judge the nations. He shall bring forth judgment. Why? Because Yah dwells, he sits, he lives in judgment. He makes himself known unto Israel by his judgment. Hallelujah. My Ruach shall be upon him. He shall bring judgment to the nations. It says, he shall not cry, nor lift up his voice, nor cause his voice to be heard in the streets. Do you all hear that? He didn't intend for everybody to hear him. He did not intend for everybody to hear him. He did not intend for everyone to hear him. He intended for the elect to hear him. Hallelujah. He is the elect of Yah. Is not Yahshua the elect of Yah? Are we not the elect of Yah according to his own word, his own choosing and election? He will not be heard. Israel, don't be heard so much. We pray for the rulers that we may live a life that is quiet and shalom among them. Hallelujah. I pray for Mr. Bush. Let him do his thing. Yah guide him, direct his heart, as you do the rivers of the waters, why that we may live a quiet life that is full of shalom in the midst of a hell-bent, twisted, raging society that is twisted, has the flow of hell flowing from its veins, that is corrupt, wicked, and vile. So we simply want to live a life that is full of shalom. So we pray, yeah, you just guard his heart. Guard Miss Candelinza. Guard Mr. Bush, Mr. Dick Cheney. Please, yeah. That's the truth. We will live a quiet life. Well, who are those people that are? They are insignificant. Toda, yeah. Toda. Hallelujah. They are. Leave them alone. And if they did try to encroach upon us, Yah will fight our battle. Hallelujah. Yeshua did not bear the sword in vain. For his word is the sword, is it not? And it cuts, my brothers and sisters. He shall be a bruised reed, but he shall not break. He shall not shibah. He's not going to be broken. Listen, the word of Yah is not going to be broken. You cannot break the word of Yah, brothers and sisters. You can't bankrupt it. You can do all you want to. You cannot bankrupt the word of Yah. He shall not be broken. He shall not be shibah. He shall be a smoking flax, a smoking cotton. He shall not be quenched. He shall bring forth judgment according with emet, with truth, with Torah. That's how Yah judges. He dwells. He lives in judgment. And Yahshua is the Torah of Yah. So he brings forth judgment to us according to Torah. And if you go back to the written Torah, you will see your eyes will be enlightened and your understanding will be enhanced. If you see the judgments of Yah according to Torah, he will bring forth judgment. Everything according to Torah. How do we think Yahshua is going to judge? This wicked world tells us, oh, that, quote, he loves us, unquote. And they think and believe that they can continue in their dubious, wicked ways without any thoughts of recompense back unto them. It is not so, brothers and sisters. It is not so. He will judge. Is this, can we not see the picture of Yahshua here? This is Yahshua. He shall bring forth mishpat, judgment, in, shows you the position, in what? According with emet, with truth, with Torah. We must define what truth is. It is the Torah of Yahweh. And so that is how the judgment of Yah. That is how Yahshua brings the justice of Yah. The Hebrews were unjust. They utilized injustice. The Kohen, the chief Kohen, they did things that was brutally wicked. Eli with his sons, they were wicked. It was not according to the Torah of Yah. Yahshua judged in accordance to Torah. He shows us the very gentleness and the tenderness of the Torah. That's what he does. Yahweh brought out to us that this anger of Yah, what he wants us to understand, what he really conveyed unto me now, was that that Yah wants us to understand this anger. It is based upon the pure tenderness and the mercies and the gentleness of Yah. That's why he's angry with the wicked every day. He's angry with our wicked ways. What are our wicked ways when we despise Torah? When you despise Yahshua? That's a wicked man. You're dealing with a wicked man. He's a wicked thing. You don't give him the pearls of Yah. Hallelujah. He will judge according with everything and appliance according to Torah and nothing less. He shall not fail nor be discouraged. That's why we must consider Yahshua. Unless we get weary in our mind and we faint. Brother Patrick gave us a beautiful analogy of that. So we get weary and we become discouraged. He shall not fail nor be discouraged till we have set mishpat in the earth. It seems as though that the judgment of Yah is not in the earth. But Yahshua is not discouraged. I'm not discouraged. I'm encouraged, brothers and sisters. You can walk around with your discouraged attitude. I am not. I know that the testimony of yours is sure. I can say all mean to that. I know it's sure. Until Mishpat and Mishpat is set in the earth, and the owl shall wait for his what? Wait for what? They shall wait for his Torah. There are those in the owls of the sea, those that have never heard of the power and the dynamics of the Torah, and they wait for the Torah of Yah. They wait for this revelation of Yahshua. What have been taken to them, this false lie, this lie of Christendom, the lie of Baptists and Methodists that bring about division. What the Torah of Yah does, it brings about separation. It declares the sheep from the goats. It declares the elect from those that are not elect. That's what the Torah of Yah does. Until the Torah of Yah, those that wait in the owls, those that wait on the coastline and the far places, until the Torah, the truth of Yah, is revealed unto them. That is why the message of this time is not some salvational message. It is salvation. You can only have salvation in Torah. Not the lies that these men declare. Not these little false words they utter. This is not the salvation of Yah. Hallelujah. And that is the truth. You're sure he will not be discouraged. He's going to set, and he came to set the Mishpat, the judgment of Torah in the earth. Did everything is judged according to Torah. Our attitude, our ways, what we do. It is the Torah that judges us, brothers and sisters. It is not some man, it's the Torah. And that's what he came to do. He came to set that order. That's why he said, think not I've come to destroy. I did not come to destroy the Torah. This is the power. This is the very character. This is the very analogy of Yahshua right here. Hallelujah. That he came to set in order the house of Yahweh. And he is not discouraged one bit at all. Now this very same statement, it is written in Matthew, Matthew's, but it has somewhat of a slight variance. But it is implying the very same thing. Matthew chapter 12, hallelujah. Matthew's 18. Let's read some of that. And stay on the course. He is the Emats, the truth, 18. And verse 12, 18. The word of Yah says, as Yahshua declares unto Israel. Hallelujah. It says here, Emetitiah, verse 18. Let me begin at verse 14. The Pharisees, they had gone out. And they had went out and held counsel against Yahshua, how they might embrace him, how they may destroy him. Do you all hear that? The Pharisees, the lawyers, the dignitaries of that house of abominable practices, looking toward the east for their, quote, gods, unquote. The same thing is proliferating in this damnable denomination, doctrinal principles called Christendom and all the rest of them. They take counsel how to destroy the Torah. Well, the Torah is the living word of Yah. And Yahshua is the living Torah, brothers and sisters. And they take counsel with each other how to destroy it, how to debate it. But when Yahshua knew it, he withdrew himself from them. And great multitude followed him, and he healed some of them. He healed them all. He restored them to the complete power, this Emet, this truth of Yah. Oh, I believe that there were physical healings, and I believe that there were healings of the mind. Look, brothers and sisters, most of the healings are the problems with a nation like we are. It is in the mind. It's what we allow to captivate our mind. The Torah teaches us how to have the mind the same out of Yahshua and how to walk in the disciplines of Yah. Yahshua didn't go out and eating swine meat and pork and things that were unclean. He did not do that. I don't care what these lying devils say. They're liars. They're full of deceit. They're liars. Hallelujah.
And he healed them all. And he charged them that they should let everybody know. Is that what he charged them? He commanded them, don't even make it known. Brothers and sisters, I charge you all, don't make known unto this wicked world what Yah's doing for you. You don't have to make it known. He heals you, don't make it known. He charged them, don't even make it known. Just leave it alone. Don't mess with it. He means what he says. Hallelujah. That it might be fulfilled, spoken by Yeshaya the prophet, saying that this is what the prophet spoke. That this is what he was speaking of his Evid, his servant. And he was speaking of Yahshua. He said, and Yahshua declared from the Nobi, Yeshaya, Isaiah, he says, behold my Evid, my servant, whom I have chosen, my beloved. I know the wording is a little different. Matthew 12:18. I know it's a little different here than it is in Yeshaya. He says, behold my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my nephesh, my being, my Torah. Well, what is the being? What is the soul of Yah? It is His Torah. 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 He said, in whom my soul, my Torah is well pleased, my truth bears witness that He is the power of whom I am. That is what Yahshua is. He said, I will put my Ruach upon Him. Now that's what Yeshaya said. Yahshua spoke from that book. He was declaring the witness of whom He is. Come on, Israel. Upon whom the Ruach of Yah is. And He shall show judgment to the nations of the world. He shall not strive. Don't strive with this wicked world. Don't strive to emulate them. Don't strive to please them. Don't strive, brothers and sisters. He will not strive. He will not try to battle them in their doctrines. He will not try to convince them. He is not compelling any man. He's not even compelling us. It's either that this living truth is in us and we believe it by the assurance of His Omen, whereby this Emunah in our love take great delight in this Torah. We believe it by faith. He shall not strive, nor shall he cry, neither shall any man hear his voice in the street. My. Neither shall any man hear his voice in the street. Because he's speaking in a way that this corrupt generation cannot hear. Only Israel. A bruised reed shall he be, but he will not be broken. A smoking flock shall he be, but not quenched. Till you're not going to shut him up. You're not going to shut the Torah up. You cannot quench the Torah. You cannot put out the fire of the Torah. You cannot put out the fire of the Torah. You cannot do that. The word of Yah is a consuming fire. It cannot be quenched. It cannot be put out. You cannot douse it. Your gainsaying cannot douse it. That's why I say he shall not strive. He's not going to strive with them, try to prove it right. I will not strive with this generation. I will not strive to try to prove the Torah is right. I will not do it. I will not do it. He shall not be broken. He shall be a smoking flock. He shall not be quenched. Till he has sent forth judgment, it says here, unto victory. Unto the Mishpatim of Yah. We will see the victory and the power of the Torah in our lives. That we delight in the Torah in the inward parts, brothers and sisters. We must begin to take great delight in the Torah of Yahweh. Let all men forsake you, but Yah will never forsake us. It is the power of His word that gives us assurance. It's not coming any other way. I don't care what man says. Let them forsake you. But the word of Yahweh will uphold you. It will strengthen you. They can't supplant you. They can't remove you from the Torah. You hold fast to the Torah. Hallelujah. You are blessed when they speak evil against you and speak lies against you because you delighted the Torah of Yah. There is no way a man can please Yah without delighting in the Torah. Yeshua is the living Torah of Yah, and you must take delight in Yeshua. It's not by your practices. Those that were the Pharisees, they had great rituals that seemed to be so right. And they looked so perfect. But they were wrong. You go to some of these organized whole houses on tomorrow, everything is moved with punctuality and functionality. There's a function there, the way they lift offerings. Everything is precise. It is almost a mechanical type way that things are done. It looks so right, so appealing to the visual perception. But it doesn't convey any power of the living authority of Yah or His Torah, none whatsoever. It is just a tradition, rituals of men. You go to synagogues, they will walk with the Torah. They will spend $40,000, $50,000, $100,000 for a Torah. And they will walk and they will have on their shawls and they will have on their mitres and all of that. And it looks so beautiful. It looks so right. And the incense altar and all of that, it looks so right. But there is no power of the living HaMashiach in the midst of them. The Torah has no life without the Spirit of Yeshua. There's nothing. The words that I speak, they're ruach, spiritual. They are life. That's what he spoke. He speaks from the volume of the Torah. For Yeshua is the volume. For the volume of the soul is written him. He comes in the volume. He comes in the volume. The fullness, the loudness, the speech of the Torah, he comes in that. Moshe, Melchiah, they wrote of him. He declares that. And it is so in the book. Hallelujah. And in his name shall the nations, Gentile, the people, go in, shall they trust. In his name shall they trust. We're going to trust in Yeshua until we die. Now we're not trusting in Baal. We're going to trust in Yeshua until the day or the day star arise in our lives in the resurrection of the coming of our HaMashiach. And that's what we're going to trust in. And nothing else. I'm going to continue here. I want to read this though. It's in the Apocrypha. It says in wisdom, a word of strength unto you, Israel. I can see Yeshua conveyed here in the Apocrypha and every word. It says in wisdom 3:9, they that put their trust in him. Did I not just read they that trust in his what? That last verse I read, they trust in his what? Come on, Israel. They trust in what? That's what wisdom teaches us, to trust in the name of Yah. And in that name we find the Yeshua, the salvation of Yahweh. They shall put their trust in, they that put their trust in him shall understand the Torah, shall understand the truth. People do not trust Yahweh today. They do not trust Yeshua. That's why they have no understanding of the Torah. And such as be faithful in love, Ahava, shall abide with him. For the free unmerited pardon, he has forgiven our sins, has he not? Does the Torah forgive sins? Sure it does. It tells us how to be pardoned from our sins. But Yeshua has come in the living power of this Torah, in a living way to forgive us of our sins. That there is no guilt conscience of that. You don't have to be reminded of your sins yesterday, today. They're as far away from you as the east is from the west. And I can't even imagine the east coast of America and the distance between that and the west coast. When I get far away from home, I began to imagine this would be a long walk home. I said, but I will walk all the way.
I would. When I was there in Africa, I said, my, yeah, how in the world will I get home if something happens here? There's a whole lot of water to swim over. But I will find some way to get home. He will make a way. Hallelujah. I don't like to get too far away whereby I know that my feet will not bear the brunt of walking. I can walk 200 or 300 miles. I can put in 50 miles a day. My feet might hurt. I can put it in. I'll find some cart, mama, and just pull you in that. I'll pull you along. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, they that put their trust in Yahweh shall understand the truth, the Torah. They shall understand the Torah. Because we don't put our trust in Yahweh, we don't understand the power of Yahshua. He is some kind of just little imaginary thing unto us. He is not the full representation of the power of the living Torah of Yah unto us. Because we have not put our trust in Yah. For Yah so loved the world, he sent his only begotten Son. And whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. What a man did that which was according to the Torah, he did not perish. When the young lawyer, the Pharisee, came to Yahshua, he said, Tav Rabbi, what must I do to inherit the eternal life? He said, what does the Torah teach? Do what the Torah commands. These folks have no eternal life, and they're doing traditions. You must do what the Torah commands. That's the truth, brothers. Aren't you glad he's bringing us to this simple truth? As we get closer to that day. Hallelujah. Our salvation or the assurance of Yahshua is not as far away as it was when we first began. It is nigh unto us, Yisrael. So we must walk with a perfect heart. That metaphor of Hezekiah is one that we're going to live in the kingdom because we have a testimony. And our testimony is in the living Torah. He had a testimony that I've walked in your Torah. You know that, yeah. I've walked in it. So our living testimony, that's why we don't have to love our lives unto the death. Because we have the testimony. We overcome by the testimony of our mouth. And that testimony is the living Torah of Yah. Well, I don't see why you got to do that. Well, the Torah commands us to do it. Does your job command you to come in today? Do they tell you what you cannot do? Do they command you certain hours? We don't rail against that, do we? Hallelujah. We don't fight against that. They tell you, you must be here that day. Can I take off today? Well, maybe not. No, you cannot. Tomorrow you can. Come on, Yisrael. Don't be false with me. Are there not dictates that they dictate to us? Come on, Yisrael. Do you not have to ask, may I? We used to play this game, Simon said. Simon said, take 5 baby steps, 3 giant steps. Well, if you did not retain the logic in your mind, you would go before you said, Simon, may I please take? You always had the request of Simon. As a child, we played that. And you get ahead of everyone, and you are the one that gets ahead, always be the one that falls back. When you think you're ahead of your brother or your sister, you will fall. That proverb is true. And so as kids, we had it. We see them way behind us, and we knew we were close to the mark. Simon said, David, take 3 itty-bitty steps, 2 baby steps, and 1 giant step. Simon, may I please say 3 itty-bitty steps and 1 giant step. And you go, boom. No, no, no. You have to take 1 baby step. Go back. You have to go all the way back to the beginning. Then that was a form of frustration. You see everybody ahead of you. You were ahead of them. You were looking back on them. You mocked them. You looked at them. And all of a sudden, you're in the back now. The more you gave attention to what Simon said. You see, the more we fall, as Brother Patrick showed us, then the more we give attention. Hallelujah. To what the Torah says. Many are the affliction of the Shrutika. But Yah delivereth them out of them all. We suffer with him, we're going to reign. Hallelujah. It's only we began to get high-minded, we become too spiritually minded. We think we're elevated, and all of a sudden Yah says, all right, David, you think you're above this.
No, there's nothing elevated above His name and His word, His Torah. Nothing! No man! Not even Yahshua, for He is the Torah of Yah. So Yah says to you, remember the Shabbat. Yah, do I remember the Shabbat and give it kadosh? Yes. Yah says to you, do not covet your neighbor. Yah, do I covet my neighbor? No. Hallelujah. Does this make sense, Deacon Horn? All right then. Is it bear witness, Deacon Biddy? All right then. Hallelujah. I can move on a little bit then. Hallelujah. It says that as such as be faithful in Ahava shall abide with him. For free unmerited pardon, Ahava and mercy is to his kudushim, to the people, the elect of Yah. And he watches and cares for his elect. He watches and cares for his elect. That's all right by me. If I get nothing else today, the words of wisdom, they that put their trust in Yah shall understand the Torah. And such as you that are faithful in your Ahava, well, how do you know you love him if you keep his mitzvah? He that says he loves Yah, keep not his commandments, is a liar. You that are faithful in your Ahava, you're going to live with him. You're going to abide with him. That's enough. Come on, brothers and sisters. Nah. That should make the heart fat and rejoice. For the free unmerited pardon, what have we done to be pardoned of our sins? We have not done anything. We've been rebellious, have we not been? We've been hard-hearted and stiff-necked. But it's just a free unmerited favor I've shown you. He says to Israel, your sins are pardoned. They are forgiven. And the Ahava and mercy is to his kiddushim. And he watches, man. And he cares for his elect. He cares for us. When someone cares for one, it will go to the extremes to make sure they understand and to realize their care. What greater gift could he have given unto us with this living truth, Yahshua? There is no other Yahshua, the Melaka, the Ach-Melaka, Mikai, Michael, Gabriel, none of them could have done what Yahshua had done. They were made, but he came from the bosom. He came from the heart of Yah for his elect. For the elect that he had elected. He watches over us, brothers and sisters. That's why the enemy doesn't want us to love his truth. That's why the enemy has set up all these impediments and these roadblocks to keep us away from the love of the Torah. That's why the enemy used those that we are familiar with to speak against the Torah of the Yah. But the Torah of Yah is right. That's why Yah sent us a sure thing. And Yahshua is the sure thing of Yah. He is the Omen. He is the sure thing. There's no other certainty but Yahshua. Shaul is sure, but Yahshua is the sure thing. And Shaul is sure because he speaks of the sure one. We have the certainty of Yah and Yahshua and no one else, brothers and sisters. That's what we have it. And no one else. I want to begin here in Devarim. And I want to show you this one that scripture speaks of. It says in Deuteronomy, Devarim 18, verse 15. Now Moshe, as he spoke unto Israel, this could not have been him. Deuteronomy 18, 15. It says in Devarim 18, 15. Yahweh, your Abba, will raise up to you a Nobi. From the midst of you, he shall come out of Israel. He shall be of the brothers of the 12 tribes of Israel. He shall come out of Yehuda. He says he's going to be different than me. He says he's going to be like me. He's going to be like me. Well, what was Moshe? He was a Torah giver. This one shall come with the Torah of Yah. He shall be the giver of life, of Torah. He says, going to be like me. He says, to him shall you shirach. You shall hear everything he speaks unto you. Whatever he commands unto you, you shall speak. Well, what did Moshe speak unto Israel? Did he not go up into the mount and did not Yah speak to him? Did he not speak to him and did not he write that Torah with his own hand? Did not Yahweh do that? Was Yahshua begotten of Yah, or he was begotten of Miriam and Yosef? He was begotten of Yahweh. He came out of the bosom of Yah. So was that Torah came out of the love of Yah as he wrote that thing. When you write, you must think from your heart to write. I don't care whether you're copying or something. This is your heart, brothers and sisters. This muscle here that we equate as the heart. It is the heart in the sense that it caused the blood to flow. But this is the thing that organizes and governs everything. This is what governs everything. So it came out of the heart of Yah, came out of the mind of Yah. Those words that he gave to Moshe came out of the love of Yah, came out of his heart. So that Yahshua, he came out of the heart. So he said, Yah's going to raise up one like me. Yahshua did not count it wickedly or count it wrong to be equal with Yah. For he has elevated his word and his name above all things. For his name is, his word is elevated above all things. Yahshua is the word of Yah. He is equal with Yah. That is the truth. Hallelujah. So he points out this one that Yah is going to raise up, skipping for time, verse 18, same chapter. He says, I will raise them up a Nobi from among their brothers, like to you. And Yah says, I will put my word in his mouth, and he shall speak to them some things, all things. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by call every word that proceed out of the mouth of Yah. He shall speak to them all things I shall command him. This is Yahshua now. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not listen to my words which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. Whosoever will not hear Yahshua, for he come in my name. He said, I came in my Abba's name. While I was in the world, I kept them in your name, Yahweh. That's what he said. He says, so that one will not hear what he speaks. It will be required of them, and they will have to pay the penalty. I'm glad that he paid the price, Yahshua. Yahshua paid the price for us, brothers and sisters. The word of Yah, the Torah of Yah was tested and tried, but it did not crumble. It was not broken. The Torah of Yah did not, the fire of the Torah still is not quenched. The fire, the living word of Yah still rose with the consuming fire. For his word, Yah, his word is a consuming fire. Yah is a consuming fire. He shall speak. Now don't reject what he speaks, brothers and sisters. Hear what Yahshua speaks unto us, because he speaks the living Torah, because he is the living Torah. He is the living Torah. Now this one had to bear witness in scripture of Torah. If Yahshua is that one, then the renewed covenant will give us the light and the life of this one that Yah spoke of. Turn with me to Lucas chapter 4, verse 17. Hallelujah. Lucas 4:17. There was delivered unto Yahshua the scroll of the Novi Yeshahu, Isaiah. Does it say that in your text? They said the scroll now. Did he preach out of Gilead now, Revelation? Or was the scroll of Yeshaya? The scroll of Isaiah. Do you all hear that? So he preached out of the Torah and the Novi. Tehillim, the books of wisdom. So the book of the scroll delivered unto Yahshua. And when he opened the scroll, he found the place where it was written. Now he found this in the text, in the scroll. It was not categorized like we see it today. It was a continuous writing. You understand? And my, he found it because it spoke of him. Hallelujah. He knew where it was. He found it, says, and when he had opened the scroll, he found. Does it say that? It implies what he did. He found the place where it is written. The Ruach of Yah is upon me. Yeshaya 61, 1 and 2. He said, for the Ruach of Yah is upon me. Because he has anointed me to preach the message, the Bizorach, to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance unto the captive, to recover the sight of the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Was he bruised?
Yes.
Was Yahshua bruised?
Yes.
So he found a place in scripture in Yahshua where it declares of his mighty power, and it expressed whom he was, and what he shall declare unto Israel, and the benefit that he will bring unto Israel. You understand, that's what the word of Yah does. It makes us free. For whom the Son makes free, the word of Yah makes free. You're free, brothers and sisters. Don't be entangled again with this world's mess and bondage and yokes of bondage. You're free. Just rejoice. So the scripture identified, that's why he said, I am the Torah, I am the Emet, I am the truth. The Torah makes you free, brothers and sisters. You're free to worship Jehovah. You're free to praise him. You're free to acknowledge him. Because you're not bound by sin. You're not willingly transgressing against Yah. He came to make us free, to cause the liberty of Yah to permeate among Israel, to show us the beauty of the liberty of Yah. And not only that, and we that are bruised, he was bruised, was he not? Was he not Yahshua bruised? But he wasn't broken. He was not broken. So you can be bruised, but don't be broken. You get bruised up. But don't allow the bruises to break you. Well, you've never been bruised, preacher. Come on, brothers and sisters. So we are bruised, and Yah intend for us to be bruised, and we are going to be bruised, but we're not broken. We have bruised the Torah, have we not? Well, I don't see why we got to do that. Well, I just don't believe it's right. Well, I don't see why. Well, we got to do that. We got to do that. But you didn't break the command of the Torah. Come on, Israel. Well, why we got to do that? Well, I don't believe that. Well, you better believe it. But you don't break it. Even though you're bruised by it, even though you may get upset, don't break it. Even though you may get troubled by it, even though it may cause you to have this emotional defense, just don't break it. Don't break the Torah of Yah. Yahshua did not break the Torah. Even when we went out in the field and ate corn, he did not break the Torah. He broke these stipulations and these writings that he took with him on the stake of these Pharisees and scribes that had made it such an arduous task for those to keep the Shabbat of Yah. You can't walk but 1,230 feet. They were bruising the people. They were breaking them. Hallelujah. And so what he did that to break the stronghold of the Pharisees. He said, this mess, I'm taking this to the stake. Yah just commands us to remember the Shabbat and keep it kadosh. That's all he commands us. You don't know what to do on the Shabbat, you just do what he says. You go back to the Bereshit, the beginning, and when Yahweh finished all things, the Shabbat, the seventh day, he Shabbat, he rested. That's all you do. Hallelujah. You can't do nothing else. Just do that. There's a little similar gathering, two or three gather, that you all have some shahar, some worship. You worship Yah. You do that with loud sounds and dancing, and yes, you can't worship Yah any other way. These whorehouses today, based upon this demology, come on. And said they're all staunch and quiet. Yah never told us to worship him that way. He said, will you come into my place, make a joyful noise? Said, come on, you're in the presence of Yah. That's what David said. Make the love of Solomon's heart perfect, even as my heart was tumming perfect before you. Hallelujah. The only way his heart could be perfect that he walked in the Torah of Yah. Hallelujah. We're not broken. The Torah of Yah is not broken at all, brothers and sisters. Verse 19 of Lucas 4. He said to preach the acceptable year of Yah. And after that he rolled up the scroll. And he gave it a gun to the minister. And he sat down the kaheti. And he sat down. And all eyes and all of them that were in the bayat were fastened on him. They say, who is he? And he began to say to them, This day is the ketuv, or the ketveh of what I've read, the scripture, fulfilled in your eyes. It is complete. In every particular, in every manner, in every way, you have seen the perfect order of scripture. You have seen it carried out to the very end that Yah intended for it to be. This day, you have seen scripture. But Yeshua the Nobi, that's why I can't destroy him. Because he read that, he spoke from what Moshe spoke of in Devarim, that among the brothers of Israel, I shall raise up a Nobi. Like me, he said, he shall bring the power of the Torah life unto Israel. They shall not be bound and succumbed. It shall not be a burdensome thing. But they shall delight like Shaul in the Torah of Yah from the inward parts. They will not be pressed down and under burdens and pressed beyond measure. Torah doesn't do us that way. The heathens had done that. They had pressed men down because of their own lust and their own greed. Yahshua says, you've been bruised, Israel, but you won't be broken. I'm glad of that. Hallelujah. I'd rather have a bruised part than a broken part. I'd rather Sister Robert's leg had been, the tibia had been bruised and fractured. Bruised but not broken. And this onslaught of hell, it bruises the word of Yah continuously. It bruises Yahshua with this false identity and this pagan identity. Hallelujah. But his name is not broken because his name and the word of Yah is exalted above the heavens. You can't touch that. Can you reach out and touch the moon? Can you touch the sun? But he is touched by infirmities, is he not? So that's all right. We're bruised, brothers and sisters. But the Torah doesn't break us. It bruises us too. It will let us know when we are lying, we are coveting the mitzvah of Yah. Let us know when we are breaking the Shabbat. Do that which is evil. It will bruise us. Sure will. And yet in that same bruising there is healing balm of Gilead. Yeshua is the healing balm of Yah. It heals us. It brings about the restoration of Yahweh Yisrael. Yeshua, he came. He sought after the house of Yisrael that was lost. We were lost. All of us. We were walking down a road blindly walking. Was not Shaul walking down that same road? We were walking down the same road until he spoke to us in the same language. He spoke to Shaul in the Hebraic tongue. He said, Shaul, Shaul, why are you persecuting me? Why are you kicking against the prick? Why are we kicking against the Torah? Why are we rejecting the Torah of Yah? Why are we rejecting the Mitzvah of Yah? Why are we rejecting Shabbat? Why are we rejecting His name? Why are we building our pagan image, our gods, our deities, our Baals, our lords? Why are we building them? And so he took us through a little stage of blindness. Couldn't see our way through. Didn't know how to believe it. Hallelujah. Until he got you alone by himself, Yahshua, and that living word began to speak to you. Hallelujah. Until he pulled you aside and got you along. Now Shaul, he went down to Ananias because Yah directed him and commanded him. For this man had the power of Yah. He had the living Torah. He had the witness of Yahshua.
Yah set him out for a little while and said, listen to me. He speaks to us by his living Torah. The word of Yah, Yahshua made flesh. And that is what brings life unto us. I want to read a few scriptures. I'm getting a little tired. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The scripture says here, I want to read this in Yochanan, John 1. Verse 45. It says in Yochanan, John 1, 45. It says, and Philip finds Nathanael. Nathan. He says to him, listen, we have found. Did not Yahshua find the place? He found the place where it was written of him? And Yeshua? Listen now. It was not that they had found. It was just Yah had found them. Say, we have found him. We have found him. Of whom Moshe in the Torah. Does it say that? Does it say that? And the witness is true. We have found him who Moshe and the Torah and the Novi, the prophet, did what?
Right.
Yahshua of Nazareth, son of Joseph. We have found him. He found us, brothers and sisters. Listen. He found us. Whose name? They said we have found him. Whom the Torah, the Nobis, have written out. He has found you, whose name is written in the Lamb's book of life. So he found them that was written according to the election of Yah. So he found you. They were about doing their religious practice and their own things, were they not? And we all are guilty of that analogy. And yet, the word, the Torah of Yah, has found us. Because there's a written Torah in us. And it has come to bear witness of that light of truth that Yah has written in Israel. And that is why you that have the Torah of Yah in your life, hear what Yahshua speaks unto Israel. You must hear it. We must see what the Torah says. They thought they found him. But he found them. We were singing the song, Take Me Back to the Day Where I First Found You. No, my friend, he found us there. You don't find Yah in the mire of wickedness and sin. He found you there. The word of Yah found you there. The living Torah Yahshua found you there. Hallelujah. And he checked the roll call and he said, Benny Honeycutt, he's going to have a new name. That's him. Found him. James Effler, oh yeah. I found him. Found him, Yah. Found him. And then he dispatched the Melech to encamp about us because our hearts began to fear somewhat. I found them. He's lost none except the son of perdition. The word of Yah is true. It cannot be altered. It endures forever. I want to read a scripture too. There's much more to this. Hallelujah. So Yah's will, I hope I can finish on next Shabbat. And if I don't, I don't finish. Hallelujah. I want to read this in Lucas chapter 2. Verse 21. Yahshua entered into the Makdash. The tabernacle. The hot hole, Makdash, the tabernacle. It says here in Lucas 2:21, and when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Yahshua, which was so named of the Melech, or given of the Melech, before he was conceived in the womb. And when the day of her purification, cleansing, according, see, her cleansing was according to the Torah of Moshe, was it not?
And our cleansing is according to the Torah as well. We are cleansed by the Torah. We are cleansed by the word of Yah. That's how we are purified, made clean. The Torah power has not lost its power or significance. By the Torah Moshe were accomplished. They brought him to Jerusalem to present him unto Yahweh. As it is written, now this is the process. Yahshua, he had to go through this process in the Bayat of Yah. He had to. It says, and scripture tells us the cleansing process. And Shemoth, Exodus 13:2, and also verse 12. It says, as it is written in verse 23, it says what? Come on, speak to me, Israel. Talk, come on. With a consensuous voice, read it. Say what now? As it is written in the Torah of Yah. Is Yahshua the Torah of Yah? So if he's a living Torah of Yah, then we'll cleanse and purify it according to what is written in the Torah of Yah. His word is a living word. His word is this living flowing stream. It's the cleansing power of Yah as is written in the Torah of Yahweh, Exodus 13, Shemoth. Every male that opens the womb shall be called Kadosh to the Master Yahweh. And it says, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the Torah of Yah, a pair of turtle doves and two young pigeons. Did he not walk in compliance with that? He could not do it any other way. Because if he had have done it any other way, he'd have been a liar and a deceiver. You all hear that? You've read that, but we don't see that. He had to do according to the Torah, according to Leviticus 12 and 3. That's what it says. According to the Torah of Yahweh. Verse 39 of the same chapter. And when they had performed some things according to the Torah of Yah, all things, they returned unto Galilee to their own city Nazareth because of their obedience unto the Torah. And the child grew and waxed strong in the Ruach, filled with wisdom, and the free unmerited Ahava and favor of Almighty Yahweh. He had to grow in the strength of the Torah as we must when we do things according to the living Torah. We must be in compliance, in all obedience unto the Torah of Almighty Yah. It says, when Yahshua began to confront the learned men in the tabernacle, verse 46 of the same chapter, it says, and it came to pass after 3 days, they found him in the great tabernacle, sitting in the midst of doctors, Torah teachers. You understand? Both hearing them, and asking them questions. Listen now. And all that heard him, Yahshua, were astonished at his understanding and his answers. They were astonished. They could not fathom the gravity of the power of this Torah were revealed unto them. That's what Yahshua reveals unto us. He is the life, the power of the Torah of Yah. And that's why in Yahshua we live, we move, and our lives are based in Him and not out of Him. And when men see the power of this living Torah in us, they will be astounded and astonished at the power of strength we as Israel possess. Because we walk in the Torah of Yahweh. I'm going to stop there. Yah's will, I will continue on this in the truth on next Shabbat. There's something that I do want to declare unto us on Wednesday. If I feel like it, if not, then I have one of the other brothers speak to us. All right? Hallelujah. But I do pray that Yah has brought you today the blessings of Yah. It has caused your mind to be filled with some knowledge, understanding. the simplicity of His truth. We do pray that He has caused your love to be uplifted, and the strength of His truth and the power of His Torah enlighten you this day. For we look unto Yeshua, for He is the strength and the sure thing, the Omend of Omaria. Yabarak you, the Esha of Yah, rest upon you that are listening by the live stream or the internet. May Yah fill your house today. We do barak you all. May He bless you all. May He strengthen you all. May He cause His riches to rest upon you in a mighty way. May He barak you, Yisrael. Be encouraged. I am. He was not discouraged. Yeshua is not discouraged. And the Torah of Yah never discouraged us. Hallelujah. It's when we began to follow the traditions of men, we are discouraged. We walk in the light of the Torah truth of Yeshua. We are never discouraged. We are encouraged. And when we take delight in the word of Yah, even though there's affliction and trials today, you are not discouraged in that you are not broken. And when you're discouraged, you are broken. You are broken. The enemy knows that he can bring in any kind of subtle attack to your mind and begin to cause you to question everything that is of Yah. Hallelujah. All that I need is in Yeshua. That's all I need. Everything I need. I find life, health, strength, assurance. I find all that in Yeshua. Don't need nothing else. Don't need no gold, no silver. Don't need no bank account, no money account. I got it all in Yeshua. The soul used to think, I got it all when I found Him, when He found me. I got everything that I needed. And we have everything we need, Yisrael. Come on, Yisrael. I will allow the Eshah, the happiness, I am happy. Hallelujah. I am happy. I am happy. I am. And that's a fact. May Yah strengthen you all. Be encouraged, brothers and sisters. May Yah barak you all. Come on, Brother Pastor, you all. We're going to prepare to dismiss. Hallelujah. May Yah barak you all. Let us stand to our feet. Hallelujah. Bless you all, Yisrael, you that are listening on the live stream. May the Shalom of Yah fill your life today. And may this and Shabbat be one of great Shabbat unto you. Shalom, shalom.
The Shabbat, yeah. We pray that there will be Shabbat unto Israel, our friends and our listeners of the live stream. We pray that you will strengthen them all, heal the homes. We do want to pray for Sister Mary there in California and our young friend Brother Lewis there. But that's so, California, we pray for him, strength the gathering, Elder Bynum and all of those. We pray for them, Yah. Your people scattered throughout the nations of the world. Heal them, I pray, and strengthen. We ask your blessings upon Israel. Everyone that sits under the sound of this message today, may they delight in Yahshua the Lamb and delight in the coming of your kingdom in Yahshua. We bless you this day in Yahshua's mighty name. Israel cried, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.